Good morning. Our question today relates to Erev Pesach, and in particular when it comes to the fast of the Bechorim, which is done on Erev Pesach. Oftentimes what we do is for the Bechorim to be absolved from the obligation to fast on Erev Pesach. We have a Siyum in Shul, and somebody is Mesayim a Masechta, for example, has a Siyum, invites everyone to the Siyum, in particular the Bechorim, and accordingly by participating in this Siyum, they are allowed to eat and absolved from fasting. So our specific question today is, does it have to be a siyum on a masechta of Gemara, or can it be a siyum even on a masechta Mishnayos or other types of Sfarim, like a book of Tanakh? Are those options as well? Somebody finishes Sefer Yoshua, Melachim Aleph, Shmuel, etc. Or does it have to be, strictly speaking, Gemara? So the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah has a really nice piece on this, and he brings that the source of having a siyum is a Gemara in Shabbos, and there Abai says, Tesi li dechi chazina tzurva marabana, and give me credit that when I would see a tzurva marabana, a Talmud Chacham, somebody who learns, the shalim masachta, when he would finish a masachta, vidna yoma tova l'rabana, and I would make a yantif, I would make a siyum for that individual. So based on this statement of Abaye, the Tshuva Space Yisrael has something that's very interesting. He says as follows, we learn from here that this is a proof that even a siyum on Mishnayos would be considered a siyum. Why is that? Because at the time of Abaye, Abaye was in Amora. He was after the time of the codification of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had already been codified, but the Gemara was not codified yet. So when Abaye is talking about when I would see somebody, a tzur v'marabanan, who would finish a Masechta, he's talking about a Masechta of Mishnayos. And accordingly, we learn from this that a Siyum on a Masechta Mishnayos is absolutely acceptable. It is not a problem. So that is the Shita of the Beis Yisrael. Continuing, how about other types of Svarim? So we'll have 3 points here through 3 possible proofs. That even other types of Svarim would be acceptable, not a Gemara, not in Mishnah, but other Svarim, for example, a Sefer of Tanakh. So the Hiratzon that we say at the Siyum of a Masechta goes as follows. This is the Nusach. Kein tazreinu lehaschil, as you, just as you have helped us, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to finish this Masechta in Gemara, you should also help us lehaschil masechtos usvarim acherim ulesaimam. You should also please give us the assistance to learn, to start other Masechtos. It's talking about a Gemara, maybe even Mishnayos, and Svarim Acherim. So we see the Nusach there includes other types of Svarim. The Pnei Yeshua brings on, it's on a Gemara in Brachos, says that there Rabbi Yochanan ki havi misayim sifra di Iyov, etc., when he would finish a book in Iyov, when he would finish the book of Iyov, he would have a siyum also. So there we learn that a other Sfarim, it doesn't have to be necessarily a Gemara, but it can be a book in Tanakh also. So that would be the second point, second proof in favor of a siyum also on Sfarim Acherim, other types of Sfarim. And also there's a Ramah, he talks about the halachas of the 9 days, that typically the minhag is we don't eat meat during the 9 days. But the Rama says, if you have a siyum of a masechta, a siyum masechta, usseudas erusin, and a seud of an erusin, ochlim basar, we can have meat. So on that, the Gra says as follows, there's a mistake in the Girsa. It should not have said, and originally it did not say, Meseches, a siyum a masecha, usudas erusin ochlim basar, but rather what it said is ubisiyum masechta, when you have a mesayim masechta, this samach aleph, it had a roshay tevas, this samach aleph ochlim basar, and the samach aleph means not suudas erusin, but svarim acherim. So what happened was originally it was read as follows, ubisiyum masechta, usvarim acherim ochlim basar. When somebody would have a siyum, would they complete a masecht of Gemara or other books, then we can eat meat during the 9 days. But the printers made a mistake, and instead of when they wanted to open up those Rosh Tevos and spell out the words, instead of spelling it out correctly, usvarim acherim, that you can eat meat when you have a siyum on svarim acherim, they wrote it out as suudas erusin, that when you have a suuda on a betrothal, an engagement, you can have meat. So that was a mistake. So the Gra is telling us that even svarim acherim during the 9 days, that would permit, if you have a siyum, and you have a siyum, that would permit eating of meat. So far we've seen that there's an opinion that you can have a siyum on a masachta of Mishnayos, that's the Teshuvas Beis Yisrael. And also we had 3 points in favor of having a siyum on Svarim Acherim. The Teshuvas Pnei Meivin disagrees. And he says the Iker Simcha of a siyum is when you learn with effort. When you really put your heart and soul in, you work hard at the learning, that is when we have a siyum, that is when it's a yontif, and that is roi lasas basuda, that is the time that we should have a suuda. However, learning without effort, without digging into the depths of the learning, there's no ena siyum simcha kolka, there's not such a simcha there, and accordingly, the siyum concept doesn't kick in, and it's not considered a yontif, and accordingly, valkein ein noagim lasot siyum b'lima mishnayos, the minhag is to not make a siyum on Mishnayos. Maybe if you finish the entire Shas Mishnayos, all 6 Siddurim, all 6 orders of Mishnayos, or even just one Seder, but that's many Masechtas, but just on one Masechta, says the Tshuvas B'nei Meivin, that would not rise to the level of a yontif of making a siyum. The Tshuvas Pri Hasada says similarly, and he adds on as follows, that if there's a Talmud Chacham, when he learns as Masechta Mishnayos, if he learns it bi'iyun, for example, he learns it with the commentaries of the Bar Tanura and the Tosfos Yontif, and he also knows the number of the Gemara's Baal Keh. It's not that he's learning the Gemara, but when he learns the Mishnayos, he has in mind the various drushas and the background in the Gemara. Accordingly, he's thinking about the Shaklin Taya of the Gemara. Bivada Yimtza Harbe Inyanim HaMisamchim Lev, then he's going to have the Simcha that would be requisite for a Siyum Masechta. So if that's the case, then you would be able to make a Siyum HaMishnayos according to the Tshuvas Pnei Sada, but without that in-depth EU learning of the Mishnayos, it would have to be a Masechta of Gemara in order to warrant a Yontif, in order to warrant a Siyum. So the bottom line here is that we have varying opinions when it comes to Mishnayos. A Masechta Mishnayos, is that sufficient to make a Siyum, or does it need to be at least an entire Seder of Mishnayos, or all the entire Shas Mishnayos, all 6 Sedarim? Then it comes to Svarim Acherim, we would have the same Machlokas. Is it sufficient to finish a book, for example, of Tanakh, or is that not going to rise to the level because it's not biyigia, it's not putting in a lot of effort? You really need a Masechta of Gemara to have the requisite yantif, to have the requisite simcha in yantif, and to make a siyum. Have a wonderful day.